October 9, 1921, in the Last Supper, Jesus gave Louisa the place of honor between himself and John. He gave himself as food to all, in order to receive food from all. The will of man is that which makes him more like his Creator. The human will is the depository of all the works of man. I was thinking about the act in which Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples, and my lovable Jesus told me in my interior, "My daughter, while I was having supper with my disciples, I was surrounded not only by them, but by the whole human family. I had all creatures near me, one by one. I knew them all, and I called them by name. I also called you, and I gave you the place of honor between me and John, constituting you the little secretary of my will. And as I divided the lamb, in offering it to my apostles, I gave it to all and to each one. That lamb, bled dry, roasted, cut to pieces, spoke about me. It was the symbol of my life and of how I was to reduce myself for love of all. And I wanted to give it to all as delicious food, which represented my passion, because everything I did, said and suffered was converted by my love into food for man. But do you know why I called everyone and gave the lamb to all? Because I too wanted food from them. I wanted everything they would do to be food for me. I wanted the food of their love, of their works, of their words, of everything. And I, my love, how can it be that our works become food for you? And Jesus, it is not on bread alone that one can live, but on everything too, which my will gives virtue of making one live. If bread nourishes man, it is because I want it so. Now, whatever the creature disposes with her will to make of her work, that is the form which it assumes. If with her work she wants to form food for me, she forms food for me. If love, she gives me love. If reparation, she forms reparation. And if in her will she wants to offend me, she makes of her work the knife to wound me, and maybe even to kill me. Then he added, "The will of man is that which makes him more like his Creator. In the human will I placed part of my immensity and of my power, and giving it the place of honor, I constituted it queen of the whole of man and depository of all of his works. Just as creatures have chests in which they keep their things to maintain them secured, the soul has her will in which to keep and secure all that she thinks, says and does. Not even one thought will be lost. What she cannot do with her eyes, with her mouth, with her works, she can do with her will. In one instant she can will 1,000 goods and 1,000 evils. The will makes her thought fly up to heaven, to the farthest places and deep into the abysses. She might be prevented from working, from seeing, from speaking, but she can do all this in her will. Whatever she does and wants, forms an act which remains deposited in her own will. Oh, how the will can be expanded! How much good and how much evil can it not contain? This is why, among all things, I want the will of man, because if I have this, I have everything, the fortress is conquered.